Today I have something special for you. You're going to meet a fellow survivor named Debbie who describes herself as an accountant by nature. And she's going to share with you the story of how she was able to secretly save up enough money to leave her narcissist without detection. And I'm going to share with you a few tips how you can make money if you don't have any to leave. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse in toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and let's get going.
All right, let's just jump right into it.
So today I have with me the lovely and talented Debbie Tucker, and she is going to help us understand some really important things about what we need to do to not only save money secretly during recovery as we're trying to get out and away from a narcissist, but also how to pay off your credit card debt and start to really get your life in order financially as you need to. It's a big issue, and I actually hear a lot of people asking this question. So Debbie, welcome to my channel. How are you?
Thank you. How are you? I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Debbie, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
I am by nature an accountant, and I've always been good with money. I found you because I was in a relationship on again, off again for 15 years with a narcissist. Had narcissist personality disorder, and after talking with you, discovered that both of my parents are toxic, and my mom suffered from BPD. Mm-hmm. My dad suffers from a combination of BPD, NPD, and so just trying to, you know, like everyone else, just trying to survive and get through it and be happy and live life.
Absolutely. Love it. And I remember we were talking, and you mentioned to me that you had kind of really pulled a lot of things together before getting out. Isn't that right?
I did. I kind of had planned. There was a lot of things that I knew in advance. And at some point I realized, okay, I am so over this and so done with this. And I started planning. And I planned ahead of time. I was very lucky because the money was always mine. He came in and I always managed everything. And so I was lucky in that aspect, because I hear a lot of survivors or a lot of people who are still in it that they're not controlling the money. Right. It's funny because my dad always controlled the money. And I remember vividly at 16 saying that I was never going to let a man control my money. Yeah. But at the point that I knew I was going to get out, I started planning. Everything was always in my name, but I just started, you know, either saying I didn't have any money, or he never knew what I made. So that was a nice aspect. Mm-hmm. But I just started planning. I started, you know, kind of budgeting and making a list and deadlines of when I wanted things to be done by. So by the time I ended up getting out, he had no idea.
So how did you manage that? I mean, and while we're at it, throw in some tips for people who aren't in control of the money as well.
There's so many things. There's so many resources out there. Just with the basics, make a food budget. Stick to your food budget. You may have to run around to a couple of different stores. But if you have $150 allotted for food, can you do your food budget in $100 and put that $50 to the side when you're going shopping for kids' clothes? Shop at the thrift stores, the Salvation Army, especially when kids are little and your kids are under like 10. A lot of times the Goodwill, you can go in there and get stuff that has tags, that the tags are still on it. The kids would never know the difference.
Right.
You have to think outside the box. You know, when you're trying to save, the littlest things you want to save. Sometimes you may think buying at the big stores are a deal, but sometimes they're not. You have to shop and you have to know and catch things on sale. But when you go in the store, go with the list.
Yeah.
Because when you don't go with the list and you veer off, and now you're spending more than what you intended to when you went in.
In your situation, is that kind of how you started to pull the money together, or did you have other ways that you worked around that?
That way, the money that you have, you could go put that in the bank account. Nowadays, they don't even mail you the bank statements. Get it sent to an email address. get it set to an email address that you don't even have set up on your phone. Have a girlfriend or someone. You have to have someone that can help you.
Yeah.
That's very important, because if you don't, then you either have to have an account where you don't have it linked to your phone, because God forbid he goes through your phone or he sees something.
Or she.
And, yeah. Or she. Yes, absolutely, because it goes both ways.
Sure does.
Like, I was lucky because mine didn't really go through my things like that or go through my phone. Because I had been in this for so long, early on, I had a friend who had him pegged, but just didn't have the NPD part of it pegged. Mm. So as I was going through this, she was walking me through it and explaining, this is what he's doing, this is what's going on. Mm-hmm. So like, as we would break up and get back together, each time I got stronger, and we ended up splitting and getting back together, and we ended up getting married because there was a death in one of our families, mm-hmm. which caused us, you know, you're never supposed to make a decision when you have a death.
Right.
But I did. And we ended up getting married. Everything was good for about 30 days, maybe 45 days. Now, let me add, my mother also pushed this, you know, trying to make her happy. I think that was part of it, too, because at this point, she was living with me. Mm. I was taking care of her. That's how I fell into it this last time. And I just posted something in Span about just being recently contacted. He was boo-hooing all over the place. He didn't want the divorce, yet you initiated it, you paid for it, but you don't want me to sign the papers.
Wow.
I'm just, yes.
How'd you handle that?
I thought about everything. Hmm. I didn't have any emotion. I didn't have any feeling. I didn't feel anything. Hmm. Because I'm like, if I give in, I've come too far. Like, I haven't seen him since the end of August, since we signed the divorce papers. Yeah. I've come too far. If I see you, I'm going to relapse. And that's exactly what I call it.
Yeah.
Because you're not good for me. I'm not good for you. And because I know what it is now, after talking with you and the trauma bonding, I know where it's coming from. If I fall back into it, it's because I'm bored. But because I know I'm bored, I'm in a good place. I'm happy. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I was.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm falling back into old habits. So if I stay out of it, then I can only go up from here. Like, these little things I was doing to save, and he wouldn't know.
Right.
Like, okay, we go to the grocery store and maybe I wouldn't spend as much. So I took that money and I put it to the side. Just those little things, doing stuff when the kids were little. And now with the cash apps, and you've got Venmo, you've got Cash App, you can save money without anyone knowing it.
Talk about that a little bit more. The Cash Apps.
Cash App, Venmo. There's another one. I can't remember the name of it.
How do they work?
They're linked to a bank account, mm-hmm. or you can link them to a credit card.
Okay.
And you can send money to people. You have a tag name or a name, and people can send you money with this name, especially on Cash App. So, like, let's say if I was going to send you, I could send you $20 just by having either your email address or your Cash App name. Hmm. And you can put a little subject line in there for what it's for. And I send it to you and it goes right into your bank account, or it would get linked to a credit card.
It's a good way to save, because people could just leave the money sitting there, or
they could leave the money in the account. They could sign out on their phone, because, you know, you download an app, but if you're afraid that it's going to be found out, just delete the app off your phone. It's tedious and time consuming because you're having to re-download it. You're having to remember the password and everything, but it's there. It's all linked to your user ID. Just because it's not on your phone doesn't mean the money's not there. This is a good way for family and friends to send you money without anyone knowing. Another way, like for creating a budget, everything you spend money for. If you like to go get Dunkin' Donuts coffee every day, you know, on your way to work, budget it. Anything you're spending money for, budget it. Write it down and organize it by your pay. If you get paid once a week, if you get paid every 2 weeks, if you get paid twice a month, however you get paid. Because what this does is it shows you what you're spending. Yeah. Where can you cut back? Like another, for instance, you know, people who have small children that are still in diapers, mm-hmm. stop buying Pampers. The store brands work wonders. That's what I used when my kids were little. I used the local ShopRite is a local store, and I used their diapers, and they work just as well as Pampers. Whatever's on sale, whatever's the cheapest, Pampers, the store brand, play with it and find out what works for your child, because, again, that's another area you can save money in.
Oh, for sure. And I heard that some of the generics, I don't know if this is true with diapers, but I've heard that some generics actually are just repackaged name brand stuff, especially for Walmart. I don't know.
Absolutely. There are certain things that I like name brands for, but there are certain things that it really doesn't matter. I shop at a wholesale retailer's and I use their toilet paper.
Yeah.
And their brand toilet paper is softer. I've been in some people's homes and like, ooh, this is rough.
Hey, and on that same note, are there any other like creative ideas you have where people could tuck away some extra money? Like what if they don't have any access to money from their family? Let's say that they are people who are being controlled financially. How would you recommend that they might figure out how to set aside a little or make a little money on the side? Any ideas?
If you're crafty, you know, maybe selling your crafts or selling your ideas. I know watching your channel, there are so many people who are crafty. You would be amazed at the people who are not crafty. I'm not crafty, but I'm good with money.
Right.
So ideas like that. When we're in these situations, we've got to learn to think outside the box.
Yep.
I did that. Just trying to get creative with how can you save money. Mm. One of the biggest things is watching how we spend. Like, I always call this a finder's fee. When you're doing the laundry, green stuff shows up in the washer or the dryer.
Yeah.
That's a finder's fee for doing the laundry.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. You know, things like that. If money is laying around, and I mean, I hear things from watching the videos and different things. I'm not saying steal from anybody.
Right.
But if nobody's keeping track, I think from what I hear and what I'm reading, a lot of women are afraid to do something.
Yeah.
And I never want to put anyone in any harm's way because I've been there. But if you want to get out, you have to plan to get out.
That's right.
Maybe you're not ready today. But if you start today, in a year, you will be in a position where you'll have the deposit money. It's better to be in a place with nothing than to be in a situation where you're frightened or your kids are frightened. Another area is we have the Salvation Army's here, Habitat for Humanity. Check the Habitat for Humanity's in your local areas because they get brand new stuff. They get brand new donations, and their stuff is really nice, especially for people just starting out because you can save and, again, plan to leave, plan to get out.
Yeah.
Even if, like I said, you're not ready to leave today, you know that you're getting sick and tired of being sick and tired. At some point, you'll be ready and you'll have a nest egg to get started.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. And I have resources for people on a page on my site at queenbeing.com/plan, PLAN. And I think we're going to add one of your resources that you created for us, aren't we, to that page? Do you
want
to talk about that resource?
Absolutely. I sent you a monthly expense worksheet where it will help everyone budget. Also check with your utility providers because if anyone is low income, you don't know unless you ask. Always ask. Let people tell you no. And even if they tell you no, find a way around it and ask again and ask, because sometimes you can ask the same question 10 different ways and somebody is going to give you a yes. So, you know, there's so many different things out there. Maybe change your cell phone plan, you know, to something cheaper. And so now, instead of paying this, you're paying that. Maybe you're saving $50 a month. And this is another area where you can save and tuck some money away.
Yeah. And I don't know where, you know, I guess it depends on where you live, but where I live, like if you did manage to save up enough money to get a little apartment or a little house to rent or whatever, you can go to like, we have a Salvation Army family store or something around here.
And so I mean,
okay. And so, you know, like on Wednesdays or something, everything's half price and everything's cheap anyway. Like I went in there and bought bar stools for my basement, couches for my basement, and like extra things like a desk and a couch for my bedroom and all this stuff, and spent under $400 basically with more than a house full of furniture.
Exactly. And yeah. You know what? And I think sometimes a lot of people are concerned. If you need to get out, get an efficiency, get a one bedroom, anything to get you started. And you're so right, because check yard sales. Like once you get out, yard sales are big. The Salvation Army, once you get out and your friends and family know that you're out, people are so willing to help.
Yeah, you're right. And speaking of that, another way for you to make money might be to sell things that you no longer need or want, old clothes or whatever, on Facebook groups, because then you can do like porch pickups. You don't have to be, it could be cash only. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You could have, yeah, pay through one of those cash apps even. That's actually a really good idea.
No, that's a really great idea. Yeah. And not only that, but old cell phones that you're not using that are old. Just recently, I had 3 or 4 cell phones that I had told my son. I said, do you think you can sell this? Whatever app the kids are using, I had 4 cell phones that he sold for $150 a piece.
There you go. Yeah.
And, you know, so things like that.
Yeah. And another thing, if you like have editing skills, or you know how to, you know, design a web page, or you could draw a picture, you could get on Fiverr.com and offer cheap but fair prices.
Absolutely.
And make money that way. Yeah.
Definitely.
Lots of good
definitely
things.
And like even my church was just giving for like Amazon and it's Shopify. They were just giving classes on how to sell on those sites.
Yeah.
And if you have the time and do the research, a lot of times we can go in our closet for stuff that we don't wear that still has tags on it. You know, or that we're not using, and sell that stuff.
Yeah.
And again, you're right. That'll go into an account and no one knows it's there but you.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've seen people on these sites around here selling like shoes, some worn, some not, you know, old computer parts, lights, cameras. I'm saying that because that's what's in front of me right now, but whatever. I mean, lots of things. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You're definitely right. And you know, what's that saying? One man's trash is another man's treasure. So you just never know.
Right, exactly. And that's exactly what I think people have to think about. Like you said, people have to think outside the box, especially when they're in a situation where they need to get the heck out because they don't have, you know, as many options as they would like to. Sometimes you've got to scrap, you know?
Exactly, exactly. And you'd be amazed at the money that you spend when you sit down and you write out every penny that you spend on a monthly basis. You'll be amazed at what you spend money on.
Yeah.
So just looking at that list alone, if you did that, even do it for a week. Mm-hmm. On a Monday, every penny that you spend, and you'll see where your money goes.
Yeah.
And how can you button up until you leave, or until you have enough to leave? I know years ago, the local the welfare offices or DHS, depending on where you live, it's called something different. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times they will help you with your security deposit. This is something else I wanted to tell people. If you're in a situation and you're trying to get out and you don't have the deposit money, if you find a place, talk to the landlord. Because when I first left, when my kids were young, I didn't have the deposit money. But what I did was I had the first month's rent. I had, that's all I had. And I explained I was leaving. I was in a domestic violence situation. I was leaving. They let me split the deposit money up over a few months. And that's how I paid it. And then after that was paid, then I just paid my regular rent. Communication is the key. If you talk to people and you let them know what's going on, they will work with you. 9 times out of 10, they will work with you.
And I think, I mean, I don't, I guess it depends on where you live, but I think in general, how much money would you say that in a, where do you live again?
I'm in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Okay. So it's probably a little more expensive where you live than where I live. So we'll go with your area. How much do you think in general a person would need to save just to get out if they didn't have family to go to or whatever?
If they didn't have family, I'm going to say probably $3,000.
Okay. I think that's fair.
And I'm saying that because, like, let's just say an apartment is $800. So if you're moving into an apartment for $800, that gives you $2,400 because now you're going to need to pay to move. You're going to need to get a truck. You're going to need food to move into the apartment. But again, check your Salvation Armies. Check your churches that are giving away non-perishable items. That's a way to get your foundation built up.
Yeah.
The dollar store is a great resource. Different areas and different parts of town have different items. Oh, so yeah. I know for me, I'm in the tri-state area, Philadelphia, New Jersey, and Delaware, and I'm originally from New Jersey. Well, Cherry Hill, Voorhees, those are nice areas. So the dollar stores in those areas are nicer than, say, some others. So those items there are going to be a little bit nicer than some other areas.
Yeah.
Five Below, I don't know if you have Five Below's where you are. Mm-hmm. They have nice things too.
Yep.
So again, you can plan. You can buy stuff, put it in the garage, you know, hide it. Oh, I was buying that for, you know, I have a shower to go to, or it's a gift for so-and-so. Yeah. No one has to know. You, again, change the way you think. Change your thought process. Okay, I'm not leaving yet, but I know I don't like the situation. I'm preparing for when I'm ready.
First of all, let me say this. These are great ideas. And the idea, I think the overarching idea of all of this is, if you think you can't leave because you don't have any money, you might be wrong.
I agree. Totally. Yeah.
And if you think outside the box, some of these ideas we've given here today, Debbie, amazing ideas, you can do this. You can save money and you can get out. Do you have any other words of wisdom you want to share before we get ready to wrap up?
Just budget. Everything is a budget. I would tell people, if you've never done a budget, do a budget for a month. Then after that month is up, do a budget for 3 months. And then even if you don't stick to the budget, don't get discouraged, because the budget is just a roadmap for where you're going. So as you move on, like I do a budget for 6 months because I had gotten to a point where I have a bunch of credit cards. So now I do that so that I know, okay, this is how I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I can see how I pay them down. For people who don't have credit, or their credit may be okay, interest-free financing. If you're going to jump out the window, look for cards that have interest-free financing that don't have any monthly or annual fees.
Yeah.
That's another good tip.
Great.
The other file that I sent you was that credit card payoff calculator.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone has credit cards and they're trying to be out of debt or at least pay off some things before they leave, they could use this tool, because it'll show them how much interest they're paying. If they decide, okay, can I pay this off in 5 months instead of 10? How much will I save? Just by plugging in the information, they can download that into an Excel file. And you don't have to know Excel to be able to use it.
Perfect. So that will be available for everybody at queenbeing.com/plan. I will also put the link in the description for you. These tips are excellent. I really appreciate the tools, and I know that our fellow survivors will also appreciate those. Everything at queenbeing.com/plan is free. You don't even need to put your email address in there, because we understand sometimes it's not always the easiest thing to do. So
Right. Thank
you so much. And if you would, if I'm sure we'll have plenty of follow-up questions.
Absolutely.
You know, come back anytime. And also, if you have a minute, peek at the comments and let everybody, you know, respond where you can.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And if anybody has any questions, we can definitely do this again. I just want to be able to help, you know, and pay it forward.
Absolutely. And I love that so much. And I love what you're doing. Thank you so much for being here and doing this. Because I think, you know what, even if we just help one person.
I agree.
Right? One is
no, I agree. Yeah. And thank you for everything that you do. You know, sometimes the videos come and I'm like, oh my gosh, I so needed this. You know, I think for us as survivors, until we get to a good platform, every day is a struggle for whatever reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I really appreciate you so much on many levels.
Thank you.
Thank you. What do you think about all this? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. All right, now before I go, let me just offer a quick shout out to first, my very amazing Spanily. All of you, thank you so much for watching, for being here, for hitting the like button, for leaving me comments, for being part of my Spanily. It means so much to me. And to my amazing channel members, thank you for your support. It really does mean a lot to me. My amazing channel members include
Charity, Steph, Dana, Mo Cowboy, Shay, Christina, Ray Ray, T, Christy, Boku, Alda, Smith & Wesson, Ms. Lisa, Martha, Freedom Lee, Mindy, Lynn, Marsha, Linnell, Phoenix, Cherie, Alice, Carrie, Angel, Bible News Radio, Linda, Charlie, Laura, Pierlala, Janet, Paul, Delilah, Sarah Lee, Marlene, James F., Trisha, Life's Revival, Lorenzo, Deborah, Roxanne, Susan, and my very first supporter, Angela Falsetta. Thank you. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me.
Again, thank you so much. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.